Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, with a really exciting program today. Big news with a collaboration between Independence Health System and St. Vincent College. It's called the Future Masters of Medicine, and it's a tuition-free educational opportunity for Westmoreland County students to learn from some of the best physician specialists in the business, including orthopedics, thoracic and vascular disease, and emergency medicine, as well as a variety of other health professionals. It's wonderful, wonderful news, and congratulations to everyone involved. Joining me today is Heather Albright. She is the Dean of Admissions for St. Vincent College. I also have Dr. Greg Bisignani. He's an orthopedic surgeon at Independence Health. And joining us also today is Cole Zubaydi. He's a junior at Greensburg Central Catholic and really excited about the program. Welcome, Heather.
Thanks, Jen.
Welcome, Dr. Bisignani.
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
And Cole, same to you. Welcome.
Thank you, Jen.
We're really excited to talk about this program. So I'm going to kick it off with St. Vincent College and first start off with Heather. So this is a really neat collaboration. And I believe what's really driving this is a potential shortage in healthcare workers. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I think Dr. Biz can speak directly to that. I know that was part of his motivation in bringing this idea to us and wanting to collaborate on this between Independence Health and St. Vincent College. We want to address the needs of the community in every way that we can with educating our students. And I think this is a fantastic way to bring students interested in medicine or future careers in medicine to an opportunity that they're not going to get anywhere else, an exposure to doctors and surgeons and healthcare professionals that is really unique.
Not to mention exposure to campus and a wonderful education that they can receive right in their backyard.
Absolutely. We would love to have all of these students because all of them are fantastic students and involved in their schools and communities. We would love to have them become future Bearcats. They can become a Bearcat before they become a doctor. So we'd love to have them.
Dr. Bisignani, why don't you give us the premise, how you started talking about this, how the program developed, and really what it looks like?
Sure. I mean, actually, I started thinking about this probably about 10 years ago because my kids took part in a program called the Westinghouse Science Institute, which is a program that's been going on for 50 years, and they give lectures to high school students around Westmoreland or Western Pennsylvania to interest in getting to generate interest in science and engineering. And ever since my kids were did that program, I'm like, well, why don't we have something for healthcare? And then with the especially the since the post-COVID crisis and the shortages that we've had in healthcare workers, it just became even more evident to me that this is something that needed to be done. I mean, Western Pennsylvania is a little unusual. Most of the people, not a lot of people that are raised and born in Western Pennsylvania want to come back and stay in Western Pennsylvania. So personally, I mean, I love what I do. I have a passion for teaching. I want to share what I do and hopefully motivate students to want to get into the healthcare field. So basically, it was an attempt to expose high school students to the different ways, different jobs of healthcare, but not only that, the self-satisfaction of a healthcare career, how and the goal is that these high school students will eventually be educated, and not just physicians, but we need nurses, we need nurse anesthetists, we need physician's assistant, we need occupational therapists, and on and on. I mean, the World Health Organization has put out publicly that by 2030 they anticipate a healthcare shortage of 10 million workers, and that's just 6 years away. So, and I always joke, but selfishly say, I plan on staying in this area, and I hope when I'm old and need healthcare that I have people that could take care of me. So it's to expose the kids, get them to talk to other like-minded kids, expose them to professionals, and hopefully motivate them to want to become healthcare workers and stay in Western Pennsylvania.
That's fantastic. What's the sort of coursework look like? How does that work?
Sure. I mean, we've basically one of the things that I wanted to do is I didn't want to just the kids come and listen to a lecture. So we tried to work in a lot of hands-on things for the kids to do. And a specific example, we had our first session this week, and I gave a lecture on anterior cruciate ligament tears. And after the lecture, I went to our anatomy lab that we have at St. Vincent's, which is really second to none. And we have a audio visual communication with the lab to the auditorium. And I actually performed an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction on a cadaver knee. And then the students could actually watch and interact. And then we also had surgical models there, and the kids could use. And then after this procedure, they could actually use the arthroscopic equipment that we used during the surgery. So actually hands-on. I mean, I can go on and on, but next month we have emergency room doctor, Dr. Heather Walker, coming to talk about her experiences as an emergency room physician. And then at, for about 30 minutes, and then the next 30 or 40 minutes, we're going to break the students up into small groups and teach them how to suture. We have the Da Vinci robot coming in January that the kids will actually be able to use and practice on. We have an orthopedic robot later on in April that the kids will be able to use. So it's a combination of lecture and hands-on things to motivate and interest the students.
Cole, I can't wait to get your reaction. What was the first class like?
I
Oh, we
really
had
did
a
enjoy it. I
with
really
go,
did
Cole.
enjoy it. It was great. So whenever we got there, again, we checked in and I got this really nice scrub top. I thought it was really nice that they could include that too. But I go in and it was just a great experience. I got to learn all about ACL, the ACL tears, how to repair it, all the different ways you can, how to do it, the treatments and the rehab for it. And I just thought that it was really cool how I could like watch him do it from the lab on the screen. And then he had the camera within the knee as well. So you can see the surgery like from the inside and the repair of the ACL. And I thought that was really, really fascinating.
Wow, that was awesome. So Cole, what was the reason that you wanted to sign up for this? Why did you want to get involved?
So for my high school career, I've been trying to look forward to going into the medical field. I've been really interested in becoming a doctor, and I'm looking forward to go to a DO program in college. So that's why I thought that going into this program would be a really good way for me to see what doctors do, what they research, who they like interact with. I just thought it was a great idea for me to see what they'll teach and the different kinds of like fields they have. And I just think that's a great way if you want to do something in the future, seeing it earlier on to help lead you when you make it as a doctor.
So, were you surprised that it was going to be that intense? You know, the first session where we're going to operate on a knee right now.
I thought that was really cool because I thought because for the Westinghouse ones, they're just like lectures. But this, whenever I walked in, I'm like, oh, they're doing like an actual repair on the screen. I thought that was really cool. And then again, with all the different interactions with all the tools, I thought that was also really cool. So you can get some more hands-on stuff instead of just sitting there and taking notes.
Dr. Bisignani, how many students are in this first cohort here?
Well, I mean, this is definitely a test year because we didn't know how it was going to be accepted and how many people were going to do it. So our only limitation really is the size of our auditorium. So we knew we were limited to about 100 students, and we wanted to include all the schools in Westmoreland County. So we invited each school to nominate 10 kids to be in the program. And we sent out information. We have a really good website. And 2 weeks after the information was out, we hit our maximum of 100 kids. So, and we have a waiting list now. So, and we're looking for ways to expand it and already. So it's a good problem to have. But to answer your question, right now we're limited to 100 kids and we're at maximum.
Who is this in? This is at St. Vincent, Heather. Can you describe the auditorium and describe the lab and what that looks like?
Sure. We have some amazing facilities here at St. Vincent. I think a lot of folks may be unaware of the extent to which we offer our students the ability to have access to some things that most students may not have until graduate school, in some cases, maybe even until medical school. So, our lab is our Ralph Liebertor Human Anatomy Lab is basically like a real OR. It's a and Dr. Biz can attest to that. It is set up like a surgical operating room, and there's space in that room to have multiple doctors working, multiple teachers, and students observing and helping side by side with their instructors. And then we have some technology that allows us to record or video live what's happening in the lab. So as Dr. Bisignani is putting that arthroscopic camera into the knee, it's projecting it into our Luparello lecture hall. And as Dr. Bisignani said, we're looking for ways to expand it. So we're thinking about how we can expand the technology here on campus to invite more students to participate, hopefully next year.
Very impressive. And Dr. Bisignani, were you pleased with how the first session went?
Oh, it was, I mean, I can't explain how excited I am to get in front of a bunch of students that are engaged, interested, want to be there. You could just feel the enthusiasm. You could just feel the interest and the kids just soaking it up. So, I mean, I think it was a great experience. I mean, I can't thank enough the team, I don't want, with the number of people that helped put this together from Independence Health and St. Vincent's. And I think their expertise and their work, it showed in our first session and how well it went and how well it was received. I got many texts and emails from school teachers and guidance counselors saying how excited their students were and how they were talking about it the next day. So hopefully we'll just keep improving on that.
Did you have any similar experiences or exposure when you were Cole's age?
None. I tell the students all the time, I didn't, what they got to experience the other night as, juniors and seniors in high school, I didn't get to until I was a third or fourth year medical school student or even a resident. So to have this exposure as a high school student and as an undergraduate at St. Vincent's is very, very unusual. I mean, I like to tell all the time, I had a daughter that went to Johns Hopkins University, one of the most outstanding universities in the country. And she used to come drive from Johns Hopkins to take the class I teach as to an undergraduates at St. Vincent's in their lab because they don't even have something to this extent at Johns Hopkins.
That's pretty impressive. Now, you realize you're not doing the program any favors because no more kids can get in right now. And now we're talking about all this, but I think it's just really, really cool. So, Cole, what is one of the upcoming classes that you are most looking forward to? He said there's everything from what suturing, emergency medicine. It looks like thoracic is going to be thrown in there. What do you think you're looking forward to the most?
I was really looking forward to the aortic aneurysms lecture because I just think that's a really unique lecture to visit. Because whenever I had my Med Perspectives class at Greensburg Central, we saw surgeries and we saw different doctors come and talk about different screenings and stuff. But with aortic aneurysms, I just like a different feel looking at the cardiovascular system. It's just I'm really excited about that because I don't know, it's hard to like try to find lessons and classes for that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, especially at your age, that's a lot for sure. We're talking today about the Future Masters of Medicine program. This is a partnership between Independence Health and St. Vincent College. It's a tuition-free educational opportunity for Westmoreland County students to learn from physician specialists in a variety of areas, including orthopedics, thoracic, vascular disease, and emergency medicine. This is just a great program. It filled up in 2 weeks, but we're going to keep talking about it after the break because we want to hear more about the scholarships that these students who are participating could be eligible for in the future. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. What a cool show we have today, a collaboration to encourage healthcare careers. About 100 students from across Westmoreland County were invited to be nominated and participate in what's called a Future Masters of Medicine program. It's a partnership between Independence Health and St. Vincent College to encourage healthcare careers. A staggering statistic that Dr. Bisignani shared with me today is that a shortage of healthcare workers in just the next 6 years is anticipated to be upwards of 10 million. That's a staggering statistic, and you're particularly worried about that, Dr. Bisignani, here in Western Pennsylvania, where the population is already shrinking more quickly than anywhere in the state or even the country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the demand for healthcare is only going to continue to go up, especially as we age, and there's going to be older patients needing healthcare. So it's a bad, the curves are going the wrong way. The patient population going up and the healthcare workers going down. And so we feel it already to some extent today. So we need to address it now so it doesn't get worse into the future.
So this program was promoted online and through high school counselors, and you invited them each to nominate 10 students, hoping to enroll 100, got that in no time. And then beyond the career exploration, Heather, I want to talk a little bit about the scholarships that these students would be eligible for. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, Jen. We have developed a scholarship program for the participants of this program. So, in staggered numbers of attendance, so if they attend one or two sessions, they would be eligible for a $500 scholarship. They attend three or four sessions, they would be eligible for the $1,000 scholarship. And then, if they attend five or six sessions, they would be receiving the $1,500 scholarship level if they enroll at St. Vincent College. So we wanted to find a way to encourage the students who are coming to the program because it is so important to us to also be part of that solution that Dr. Bisignani is talking about to encourage those students to enroll at St. Vincent and be studying pre-med or health science or nursing here with us. Because we do feel like we have a great education to offer those students. The students that we graduate from St. Vincent have very high percentages of being accepted into medical school and pre-professional or professional level programs like physical therapy, occupational therapy, those types of professions as well. We almost are double the national average for students, the percentage of students that apply to medical school getting in. So our graduates do extremely well in pursuing those goals, and we wanted to support that in offering them some financial assistance on the front end coming in as an undergraduate to St. Vincent.
Dr. Bisignani, is that one of the reasons that you decided St. Vincent would be the right partner for you on this project?
It's kind of, I'm just kind of everything lined up, the right person, the right place, the right people, the right knowledge. Because I do, I'm a clinical instructor of human anatomy, which I've been for many years at St. Vincent's. So I knew the facilities at St. Vincent's, I knew the people, I knew what we could do there. And obviously, being employed with Independence Health, it just seemed like a simple marriage to get together. And boy, it's just way beyond my hopes and dreams that I thought how well everybody worked together and what it actually turned out to be.
But this is a lot of work for you too. And I give you a lot of credit for doing all of this because you've really been the driving force behind all this. And you're just, it seems like that you're really, really jazzed by this right now, right? You're on high after the first class, right?
Oh, absolutely. But this, as I tell people that made the comment to me before, this isn't work to me. This is fun. I get teaching and being able to influence students. I mean, I have, I go to my optometrist is a former basketball player of mine, a former student. I go to the hospital and there's a nurse taking care of my patients that I taught and was a student. So, hopefully these numbers will only increase. And then I told the students the other day, I hope that when I'm sick and when I'm older and I need healthcare, one of them are my doctors or one of them are my nurse or one of them are my therapist. So, I always use the quote and I tell them all the time and I to encourage them to go into healthcare. There's not many professions that you can do where you get to make people better and get paid for it. So it's such satisfying. So nope, it's a true passion for sure.
Wonderful. So, Cole, as you prepare, and what kind of classes have you taken already in terms of medicine?
So again, like as I mentioned before, I took a medical perspectives class next year, which was a great sight into the medical field, because all sorts of doctors would come in, PAs, nurse practitioners, therapists, all sorts of people in the medical field would come in, talk about their jobs, and it was a great way for me to get a view into this profession. I've also taken I'm taking anatomy and physiology this year, and I've taken chemistry and bio, and I'm planning on taking AP Bio and CHS Chemistry next year.
Wow, that's a lot. So is some of that for college credit, or how does that work?
With all the CHS and AP classes, those would help with my college credits and getting money off on tuition. They also help with my GPA, but yeah.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. So do you think cardiology is what you'd like to study at some point?
I've been thinking about that. I've also been thinking about infectious disease and neurology. I'm a big fan of.
Wow, that is impressive. All of this is so impressive. Dr. Bisignani, any other students that you feel like you walked out of there and you said, yep, they're definitely going to go into the medical field after this? Did they stop and talk to you afterward?
Oh yeah, we had a lot of interaction. I had probably 15 or 16 pa students come up to me and ask about shadowing, and that's one of the things that I hope with this program, as it we can turn into the ability to interact and shadow at different professions to even enhance the motivation to go into healthcare down the road. But I had about 15 people. I had about four texts the next day from students asking when they can come and shadow. So it's been a good positive influence already.
Wow, that is fantastic. So your vision is taking shape for sure. You think you'll continue this program? You think you'll keep
Oh,
doing this in the years to come?
I think the enthusiasm and the support and the interest is pretty evident, and that we plan to do this on an annual, hopefully make it every year, and then that way as students become juniors, they'll be eligible every year. And again, hopefully we can expand it. We'll get bigger facilities and be able to include more schools.
Heather, I wanted to ask you too. I mean, St. Vincent's really moved in the direction of supplying healthcare workers nursing school.
Absolutely. We opened our own BSN program this past year. We had our first inaugural class of nurses coming into the program this fall. So we have about 20 nursing students here in the SVC BSN program. As you may know, we had a partnership program with Carlo University previously and decided to move away from that and build our own program. And it's really exciting. We're working with Dr. Helen Burns, who's our director of nursing and chair of that department. And she has such great energy and motivation. She's infectious. So it's been a great experience bringing that program on board. And we're hoping to enroll 24 students this year. We also started a direct entry MSN program for people who might be looking for a career change. And as Dr. Bisignani mentioned earlier, that marriage of St. Vincent and Independence Health is natural. We also have a partnership program at the doctoral level for nurse anesthesia program that's been running for several years. It's highly competitive. We have about 30 slots each year. And probably 200 to 300 applicants from all over the country and all over the world for that program. So that partnership has been a long-standing one and great to expand on it with this program.
So, Dr. Bisignani, if you're out there listening today to this program and you say, "Oh my goodness, my kid would love to do that," how do they get on a list? Who do they contact? How does that work?
Well, the simplest thing is we do have a website. I mean, you can get under the St. Vincent's, Google St. Vincent's Future Master of Medicine's program, and it'll come up to our website. And there is a registration link. And right now we are having a wait list. So we may, as we expand it, the people on the wait list will be able to participate, or if there's any cancellations, we'll be able to do it. So that would be the easiest way for right now. They certainly could talk to their high school counselors or their high school anatomy teachers. Most of them have access to this program also.
So when's the next one scheduled?
November 13th.
November 13th. Cole, are you on the list for that one?
Yes, I am.
What's that one going to be, Dr. Bisignani?
That's the emergency medicine and teaching suturing.
This is amazing. So what do you think, Cole? Do you think you'll be able to suture? Excited to learn that?
Hopefully, I mean, I'm not really too sure how that's going to go, but I'll have fun. I'm excited for
I feel like your intelligence, your
that.
enthusiasm, and your demeanor is going to be perfect for that. And I'm really excited about that. And Dr. Bisignani, I understand this program was supported by a pretty large grant from Johnson and Johnson. How did that come about?
Well, again, me being the right person in the right place and having the right connections, a lot of the orthopedic equipment and things that I use is supplied by a division of Johnson and Johnson. So I reached out to them and told them about the program, and they have money for educational purposes, and they were more than thrilled to be partnered with this. And that's what we promised each student: a scrubbed shirt, which is embroidered with our future Master of Medicine's logo, also the Johnson & Johnson logo, also the St. Vincent's logo, and the Independence Health. So what Cole was referring to earlier, every student that participates also gets a scrubbed shirt, and that was supported by the Johnson & Johnson program. And a shout out to a lot of our, for example, our last first session, Arthrex was one of the orthopedic companies. They brought in all the equipment. They literally bring in the same equipment that we use in the operating room, the arthroscopic equipment, the scopes, the thing, the demonstrations for the kids to use, and also for us to use on the cadavers. And then the same thing with Johnson and Johnson will be bringing in their computer later on in the year when we do a total knee replacement, and the kids will be able to play with the computer. So, but Johnson and Johnson's been great, and it's been a great partnership. And again, hopefully these will just grow as the future in the future.
So the course format, you have lecture, hands-on activities. So it's everything from suturing to interacting with the surgical robot. I see prosthetic grafts here, implants to perform these total joint replacements, and a surgical simulator. I just don't think they're going to get this anywhere else, all in one class.
No, I mean, again, it was my goal to not just have the kids. I mean, I think after 8 minutes of a lecture, you lose most high school students this day, thanks to the cell phone technology and everything. I can tell you that the entire lecture time when I was talking the other night, I didn't see one cell phone come out. So probably a good sign that they're paying attention and motivated. But again, it was my desire to make this more of a hands-on interaction. And then the industry also recognizes the healthcare shortage and their ability to play a role in it, and more than willing to partner with us to bring in these demonstrations and samples. So it's a really exciting thing. It's been so positively just everybody really embraces it. So we're just really excited to be able to have this program and hopefully just keep making it better.
We're discussing today the partnership between Independence Health System and St. Vincent College for what's called a Future Masters of Medicine. This is a tuition-free educational opportunity for high school students in Westmoreland County to learn directly from physician specialists, everything from orthopedics, thoracic and vascular medicine, emergency medicine, as well as nursing, nurse anesthetists, physician assistants, and physical and occupational therapists, among others. It's a wonderful collaboration. I want to thank everybody who joined me for the call today. Heather Albright is the Dean of Admissions for St. Vincent College. Heather, congratulations on a successful program and exposing St. Vincent to many, many new and potential wonderful students.
Thanks so much, Jen. Appreciate being here.
Dr. Greg Bisignani is an orthopedic surgeon for Independence Health System, and he is the mastermind behind this wonderful program. Congratulations to you. Sincere congratulations. And please let us know how we can continue to promote this great stuff happening in our community.
Just th thanks for having us, and we appreciate all the support.
And Cole Zubeidi is a junior at Greensburg Central Catholic and future Dr. Zubeidi. I just know it. Cole, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, and we wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Mealy.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. We do this show every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. If you have an idea for the show, please reach out to WHJB. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.